It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. Please, won't you be my neighbor? Guess what I have here with me? You know what this is? It's a truck that dumps. So it's a dump truck. I think I'll fill it with something and then dump it. You like trucks? Oh, here. Here's some blocks we can... A bag of blocks. For some dumping. There. Now I might just build something here. I know somebody who likes to build bridges. Could be a double bridge. You know what? That could be a trolley. Let's see here. The trolley could be going over the bridge. Like that. Or we could make it into something else. When I was a little boy, I didn't think I could build with blocks. In fact, I saw older children building really fancy things, and I wondered if I'd ever be able to build like that. But you know what helped me to build better? I just started to do it. And the more I did it, the better I could do it. You can make believe it happens, or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it. For you, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, for you did it, you did it, you did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it. For you did it. You did it. You did it. And when they fall down, then you just build something else right with the same blocks that you used before. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Well, I'll do more of that later. Let's see who it is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
It's a speedy delivery to you.
I've been building with blocks down here.
Well, I just wanted to stop by to show you a portrait that Bob Trowe drew of...
Mrs. McFeely.
That's right.
Is that great of her? Is it for any special occasion?
Oh, no special occasion. I just wanted to give her something.
Well, that's the best occasion of all.
Bob is drawing a portrait of me, too. He just wanted to do it.
Oh, I'd like to see that one as well.
Well, I'm going back later on today. Would you like to come with me?
I would. Is he over at his workshop?
No, he's at the Neighborhood Arts Center. And I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. I have to go right now, but I'll stop back and you can walk over with me.
Oh, I'd like that very much. Please give Mrs. McFeely my best regards.
Well, I will, and I hope she likes it.
Well, I know she likes the person who's giving it to her.
Well, thank you, and speedy delivery. See you later.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's a beautiful portrait. A beautiful portrait. You see that of Mrs. McFeely? Maybe we'll have some make-believe. Just thinking about something. I'll clean those up a little later. Bob Trowe was making that portrait of Mrs. McFeely. Well, why don't we make believe that Robert Troll is drawing a portrait of somebody at the castle as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? All right, neighborhood of make-believe. Yes, trolley. How are you progressing, Robert Troll?
Oh, you said you've been very well, King Friday. It's been time, but I'm almost finished to get that done.
Well, I think Mimus Polyglottis has been a patient bird to sit so long, don't you?
Oh, yes, I agree. He's a bad. He certainly is a bad man. That's a Mimus Polyglottis, Bob. He's very good. Fine bird, fine
Mimus
bird. Thank you, sir.
Polyglottis is my pet. Mimus Polyglottis is my pet. Mimus Polyglottis is my pet. Have you met my pet yet?
Oh, finished, King Friday.
Oh,
we can't
very
about
good.
It.
We'd love to see it. Oh, it's excellent. Excellent, Robert Troll.
Oh, thank you, King Friday. Oh,
Miss Aberlin, I presume?
Correct, as usual, Uncle Friday. Hello, Robert Troll. How is your portrait?
It's completed, yes.
What do you think, Lady Aberlin?
Robert Troll, you are a real artist. It's wonderful.
Since Lady Aberlin likes it also, I'm going to say what I planned to say all along.
What is that, King Friday?
I commission you, Robert Troll, to do another one.
Another portrait?
Absolutely. Oh. The new one will be with my other bird, Troglodytes aeden. Go along now, Mimus.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Where are you, Trog?
Oh, yeah, good. Well, yes. You see, I wasn't really understanding about the Cassandra.
Yeah, your king is full of surprises.
Oh. I'll say.
Yes. One more suggestion.
Yes, what is that, sire?
I suggest that you, Lady Aberlin, show everyone the fine portrait of their king and Mimus, and ask each one to make one exactly like it. Then we'll have art all over the neighborhood.
Oh, but Uncle Friday, to copy someone else's painting is not real art.
It isn't?
No, sire.
I agree with her 100%. Because you can find it, kind of, you put it out for what within you can send
back. Real art comes from the inside of people. You know, people see things according to who they are inside.
Oh, boy, she's right. We can start about inside a cat vomit.
Very well. Each person may make some artistic rendering of the only king in this neighborhood.
A work of art in himself.
We can see a lot of that.
And it may include either bird.
Or no bird.
I guess so.
No, you are both birds.
Now, there's an idea.
Yeah, well, it's a good idea. I wish we had thought of it earlier. Mm. It's
an avalanche. And so, off with you, Niece Eberlyn, off to assign your tributes to your favorite uncle.
Right you are, Uncle Friday.
And you too, Robert Troll, may re-begin.
Yeah, well, re-begin, Your Highness, but you've got to realize now that it's not going to be the bank, it's going to be exactly the same, because, see, things are different. It's a different time in Gansandra, and I'm even different than I was when we first started the Gansandra. I'm going to find that.
As well. Remember, real art, Lady Eberlyn.
Yes, sire.
Yeah, very
farewell.
Good. Very good, now. That's right. Very good, Trogd.
Hi, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, Lady Meow.
What a colorful wash you have here.
Meow, meow socks, meow dresses. Meow love, meow, meow colors.
I'm glad to hear it, because I have an art assignment for everybody.
Meow, is it?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to bother your wash, Henrietta.
Meow, okay.
Here, X. Go ahead, you can come out now.
Oh, thanks a lot. Say, what's happening out here?
Oh, I was just telling Henrietta that I've got an art assignment for everybody.
What are we supposed to do?
Well, anything artistic that you like, so long as it's about King Friday the 13th.
Meow, your portrait?
Yes, like a portrait.
Oh, well, I'm not the best drawer in the world, Lady A.
Well, you don't have to draw to do something artistic, X. You could use... Oh, leaves, or grass, or rope, whatever you happen to have handy. Just use your imagination.
Meow, meow, do it right away.
Oh, good, Hen.
And I'll try to.
Well, I look forward to seeing what the two of you will do.
Anything for a lady who rescues an owl from a clothesline.
Shall I help you back into your novel?
Thanks again, Lady A.
Meow, 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 Lady Meow.
Off to the artwork, Hen.
Meow, meow, meow.
Farewell. I think I'll ask Cornflake especially to do something artistic for the king. Corny? Cornflake especially...
Why, hello there, Lady Eberlyn.
Hi, Corny. Do you have a minute to speak with me?
I will in a second. I'll be back down in a minute, you all. Handle the next run. Now, what can I do for you?
Make something artistic for Uncle Friday.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, anything you like, just so it's a tribute to him.
Well, I'm not much of a painter or a sculptor, you know.
Oh, but you have many talents, Corny. You make beautiful rocking chairs.
King Friday already has one of them.
I have a feeling you'll think of something.
I'm glad you do.
You'll try?
Of course I'll try. Never get anywhere if you don't try.
How right you are, Corny. Thanks.
Count on me. See you, Lady A. Hey, that's a nice picture Robert Troll's making over there.
It sure is. Robert Troll is filled with artistic talent.
Yeah, well, see you later.
See you.
Bye.
Now, stay still, Trog. Robert Troll, Troglodytes Aiden, is agitated.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. Well, if it's in about just be a few minutes, Trog. Just take it easy, and then well, we get that. King Friday?
Yes?
Okay, well, if it gets in about, why don't you sing a song for me? You sing me that, and that'll slow him down.
Oh, very good, yes.
Yeah, well,
Troglodytes Aiden, my wren is my pet, is my very royal pet. Greet it, Troglodytes Aiden. Meet my wren, Troglodytes Aiden.
That's wonderful.
Oh, thank you very much, niece. Have you completed the assignment?
Well, sire, I've asked Henrietta Pussycat, X the Owl, and Cornflake especially.
Yeah, well, I'm going to come on, you make something artistic to begin something.
Well, they say they're going to try.
Well, that's important, because I'm try. That's the thing about it, doesn't make out for them to try.
Well, you certainly try different things.
Oh, yeah, well, just try one way, and then we can send it in Mom and get it the other way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Trog and I are prepared to see the product we've been sitting for.
Oh, you're going to be delightfully surprised, Uncle Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess that. Beautiful. I hope Trog likes it. We can send it out.
Why, it's excellent, excellent. Perhaps we could have another.
Yes. Uncle Friday.
Yes, it's excellent.
It is excellent. Yes.
Now, everybody's going to try to make something artistic about the king. You could do that if you want. You could even try building a king or a castle. With blocks or anything like that. Oh, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. It's Mr. McFeely again. Come in.
Hey, Livy, are you ready to go see Bob Trow?
Oh, I certainly am. Did you give Mrs. McFeely the
portrait? I did, and she really liked it. Now you can see the one Bob Trow is doing of me.
All right. Let's just go to the Neighborhood Arts Center to see Bob Trow and the portrait he's making of Mr. McFeely. Come along.
Right this way. Let's go on in.
Okay.
Thank you. I really like this place, David.
Now, Bob's studio is right in here.
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
Oh, good.
Speedy Delivery.
Well.
Hello, Bob.
Welcome, Speedy Delivery.
How are you, Bob?
Brad Rogers? Just fine, thanks. Good to see you, Bob.
I must tell you that Betsy loved the portrait you did.
Oh, I'm glad. She was a good model.
Well, it looks very much like her.
Thank you kindly.
What is it you're working on here?
Oh, well, this is kind of sentimental to me because this is a farm that I worked on as a young man.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of fond memories. There's the old farmhouse, and that's the kitchen. And we used to have what they called flannel cakes.
Flannel cakes?
Yeah, and it was strange. They were really good. And instead of using syrup, they used butter and sugar.
Oh, so they're like pancakes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're just like pancakes.
Okay. Well, that's a great picture of that.
Betsy and I love pancakes, and I know she's going to like the portrait you're doing.
I can take a hint.
First of all, do you think you could show Mr. Rogers how we began?
Oh, sure, sure. There are a couple stages. I have pictures here. So here they are. Mm. Yeah. Now, that's the first initial sketch there, Fred.
Why, just a few lines there, and it already looks like you, Mr. McFeely. Look at that.
Yeah.
And what's this underneath?
Well, then we add more shadow, and then put the tones in, the shadow parts. Then you add the highlight parts, the white, the light parts, and then you add the color. Uh-huh. Okay?
Here it comes.
Now.
From the farm to Mr. McFeely.
Oh, there we are.
Perfect. That's just wonderful. Well, it looks finished to me.
Well, almost finished. There's one little thing missing. Do you know what it is, Mr. McFeely?
Let's see if you can guess. There we go. Let me get over here.
Turn them on. That's it.
Can you please
see it, friend?
Speedy Delivery.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. The Speedy Delivery.
That's what makes it. No. Mr. McFeely, the Speedy Delivery. Now, if you'll go to your place where you pose.
Okay, I'll sit right here.
We can complete this portrait with the words Speedy Delivery. That's good, right where you are.
Bob, do you mind if I talk with you while you work?
No, I like that, friend.
I wondered why you used that paintbrush there, since you're using a...
Well, that's so I don't put my hand on the portrait. The portrait's done in chalk, so I would smear it. This protects it. I put my hand on the brush, you see?
I see.
Good, Mr. McFeely.
Sure wish I could draw like that. You're wonderful.
You could draw like that. I believe that anyone can do anything they want if they if they really want to do it, and they practice and practice. And I believe, well, you do so many things well because you're interested in doing them. And it's the same thing with art. You can just practice, make enough mistakes, and learn to do it.
Even when you were a little boy, did you like to do artwork?
Oh, yeah. I thought artwork was fun, even when I was a little boy.
And would you draw houses or people? Or
people were my favorite things to draw, but once in a while I'd try to do landscapes or seascapes, but people, I always came back to doing people.
Fred. Bill Strickland.
Nice to see you.
Glad to see you.
Nice to see you.
It's
good to see you,
Mr.
Joe.
McFeely.
Hi, Bill.
Look what Bob's doing. Tremendous portrait. How accurate and exciting.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Great.
He does beautiful work, too.
Oh, I know that. Are you still throwing pots?
I still throw pots very actively all the time.
See? I sure would like to see you sometime.
Anytime you'd like. We have plenty of clay and plenty of space, and perhaps we could get you to make a pot, too.
We'll do it together.
Terrific. Well, have a very nice day. It's good to have all of you.
Thanks so much, Bill.
You bet.
See you later.
Bye now.
Bye.
You've been friends with Bill for a long time.
Oh, many years. And this center of his is a mighty special place to work, isn't it?
I think it is. It sure is.
Well, I've got to go myself, but I did want to ask you one thing before I went. What are these right over in here, over his shoulder there?
Those are letters, too. Those are my initials. See the R?
For Robert.
Yes. E, that's for Earl.
Earl.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the T.
For Tro.
Right.
Well, Robert Earl Trow does mighty beautiful work.
Thank you kindly, sir.
You'll soon be finished with this portrait, Mr. McFeely, and a good one it is.
Thanks.
Thank you. See you soon.
See you later, Fred.
Speedy delivery to you all.
So long.
Bob Tro says if you really want to do something artistic and keep trying and trying, you'll someday be able to do it. Is that good news? Just keep trying. There you are, fish. I'm going to try something artistic myself. It's a place I keep things. A paper bag that I'll use. Old piece of wax paper. Some finger paint. Maybe I'll try a couple different colors. That goes right on the wax paper. I use this finger for the blue. It feels good. I wonder how it would look if it were mixed in there. A finger painting. Yeah, well, there's lots you can do with whatever's at hand. You could probably even paint right on the paper bag. But it wouldn't be the very same thing. keep experimenting with that. I'll take both of those with me. First, some finger washing. Yeah, that comes right off. Of course, you can do that with crayons or whatever you might have at hand, or just cutting out paper bags, making some things with that. What do you think, fish? Oh, I need to clean up the blocks here. When you play with things, you put them away. And the truck will take them right over to here. And dump them into the bag. Okay. I think I'll leave this truck here. It's a good truck.
Yep.
There are many ways for people to show the art that they have inside of them. I surely hope you find the way that's best for you. You'll be able to use it all your life. We'll think about those things some more next time. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.